Blog Talk Radio.
Strategies to foster unity within our global family. I am Beverly Black. It is an honor, privilege, and a pleasure to be back live with Marcus Elliott. He is going to tell us about his own personal strategies in fostering unity within his family, his occupation, and the world in which we live. So without further ado, welcome live on Tribe Family Channel's Diversity University. Mr. Elliott, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm blessed. Thank you for taking this flight with me. That was Donald Byrd's flight time, in case our audience is wondering about that particular instrumental. And we're going to keep it moving and jump right into this discussion. So first of all, tell our listening audience a little bit about who you are.
Fantastic. Thank you, Alan. I am a project manager by trade, so I'm also an entrepreneur, strategist. I do management and marketing. I've been doing it for over 18-plus years. I work in a lot of different technical projects, enterprise projects, and client experience projects, and just executing different innovative communication strategies to increase productivity and efficiency, whether that be with multiple companies or with different contract opportunities that are thrown my way. Personally, married, father of two, a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old. I'm extremely proud of my children. My wife is a pharmacist, so she has a different look at some of the entrepreneurships and she's a great resource of knowledge for me when we're able to have our business chats. and as a multicultural woman of within the African diaspora, we look at different diversity, equity, and inclusion points to and different experiences within our professional lives to try to navigate our children into better examples and things to work towards. But that's mm-hmm. that's mainly what I do. I like I said, as a project manager, I'm able to work on a lot of tech projects. I've worked in marketing. I've worked in finance. I've worked in healthcare. I've worked for pharmacies. I've worked for insurance companies. I was extremely blessed to work for a man named Eric Kelly out of Silicon Valley, who is a black man who owns an amazing company called The Bridge to Technologies, which is a platform that makes finding black and minority talent easier for Fortune 500 companies and business leaders within the and help shrinking the technological divide for minority-owned businesses. And a slew of other of other companies that I've been able to work for. So I've been able to see the corporate side of DEI work. I've also been able to experience it just as everyone else has been able to experience it from, you know, back in the day working in a call center to what it's like on the upper echelon of corporate America.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you for expounding with such depth and breadth. Now, since we love talking about family, And I hope you can hear me okay. I just popped in my hands free. Am I clear, Bill?
Yes, you are. You're great.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, if your call drops for any reason, simply call right back and I'll see you in the studio. But I'm so glad just to hear such an array of your different experiences in DEI, and I want to go back to the family dynamics and the conversations. You know, I'm sure that your wife experiences certain, I want to say,
difficulties,
pushback, when you, especially when you think in terms of a woman of African diaspora and being a pharmacist, different higher echelon positions that they don't feel that a queen, you know, should hold, you know, and so I want to talk about, especially in the world where you and your wife come together and you're raising beautiful children, and the outlook upon the world today, and just some of those dynamics that would help empower others that are faced with the choices that you and your beautiful family have to make on those kitchen table conversations, or how do we continue to have a positive outlook as we learn. Now, your children are at the age where they're seeing all of it. So how
yes.
do we continue to have these conversations that do what? Foster unity within our global family. How are you having these conversations when it comes to accepting the cultural, the array of cultural differences and similarities, and explaining it in their world? I taught cultural diversity
right.
at Johnson & Johnson, and just to give a little bit about my background, why Diversity University was created is because look at what the world, how divided the world is, and how unaccepting of our differences we've become when we have more similarities than differences. Being that I taught cultural diversity at Johnson & Johnson, while I was there in Silicon Valley, in the capacity of an electronics background, just to tie into the tech company that the brother founded, you were telling me about. That just sounds beautiful. But cultural diversity and dealing with the dynamics of unifying, what are those conversations like in your family? Because we're up against a lot right now.
We really are. And in all honesty, some of the conversations start based off of, and this, like I said, we're looking at a family dynamic here. So I don't want to get too psychological on things. But let's take my side of my family.
Go deep for this
mean,
is not.
I'm a third
deep.
Generation graduate. Yeah, okay. I'll go deep.
Yeah, go deep.
So
I'm gonna jump over here. I keep it real. Please go deep. You know, don't go deep. Make them think.
Yeah. So I am a third generation college graduate,
mm-hmm.
which is few and far between within the Black community.
Mm-hmm.
And not only just a third-generation college graduate, I'm also a third-generation secondary college graduate.
Wow, so congratulations.
I say that because it shows the importance of education within my family.
Mm-hmm.
However, I will say this. When it came to marrying my wife, who's a second-generation college graduate within her family,
mm-hmm.
I noticed that my in-laws looked at education differently than I did, or than my family did. It was extremely mm-hmm. important for us to graduate and finish, and for their family, it was not only important to finish, but to select a degree program to go into that would give you a occupation. And that's the difference between me graduating with an undergrad and being in a call center for 5 years and her going into pharmacy.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but my 5 years in the call center, you understand me?
Yeah. You know, and it's not that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. Now,
I'm just looking at the similarities.
I'm not saying it's a bad
here.
Thing. I'm saying when it comes to my children, it's I learned what in the past, I'm going to say 10, 12 years, how to get to the level of success that I'm at now. And what I want to coach my children into doing is to shorten that amount of time.
Come on.
Okay. So what I want them to do is say what they're looking at now at 10 and 12 years old, looking at the things that they love and that they're passionate about. So my son is, he just started an LLC of his own. Because he likes doing video editing and his sister's YouTube page is.
Before you go into that, that is another. That's another show. Now, don't play with me.
It is.
But
that's the thing. He found this passion. He found that passion.
Wait before you segue, because I want to go back into some of what you've already expounded about. Now, no, there is no joke about working in a call center. I came out of a situation where when I started my work in a call center, all of my supervisors were Black. Every 6 months, the schedule changes, this, that, and the third, and your supervisor changes, and every supervisor that I had was a Black man for about 4 cycles, and it was building up in me a level of undergirding because I was fresh out of a divorce. I'm not the type of sister that's going to say a Black man ain't this, this, and that. And to ensure that I don't even travel down that road, the universe had me set up with Black men in powerful positions that could see my value and worth and take it to another level. But I was laughing about the similarities, you know. But let me also say this. When you brought that up about the generations of education, between the differences between your wife and your background, it was, and you're so on target with, first of all, let me say that the example that your family set is legacy building. See, your children are more apt to shorten the path between their goals. It's almost like handing off the baton. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we're on Diversity University, strategies to foster unity within our global families. I see your phone calls, your numbers lit up in the studio, so you can press 1 if you have a question when we open up the phone lines. I'm Beverly Black. This is Tribe Family Channel. My guest, Mr. Elliott, is discussing his own family and strategies in fostering unity within our global family. Mr. Elliott, going back to your family's decisions on education and seeing how that baton is being passed, it's the legacy building that makes you and your wife such an anomaly because of the decisions that were made to ensure that you were directed along the path that you both took. Now, and you mentioned, and I love the analogy that you mentioned, the difference between the path between your wife and you when you threw in the call center, because all that is a decision to shorten the path between where you were and where you are today. So when you mentioned 5 years in a call center, it's not that the call center wasn't phenomenal step in your life. It was a phenomenal step in my own life. But we're saying that today's time call for shortening the gap, passing that baton, undergirding with that education, like Mrs. Elliott's family, it was all about ensuring that there was a target trade preciseness into where she was being directed. So when you look at these decisions from the diverse backgrounds of you and your wife, you can see why your children started an LLC at the tender age of how old, 10?
12. And like I said,
12.
And 12 years old. And I mean, like I said, my daughter is 10. She has a YouTube page called Adventures with M's. And he started doing her video editing, and he fell in love with video editing. And my daughter is a lot like me, a little bit more outgoing, okay? And so she's a performer, and I do have the music industry and everything in my past as well. So he has his, you know, his muse, and he produces her videos and her content for her page. But slowly what happened was people and companies started reaching out to him for marketing slots. And
okay,
so
well,
me
right
knowing how to do marketing.
Segue to that. Stop right there before you segue to that, because the reason why I interrupt you is because the audience has to hear how they – it's really about our voices empowering our audience by the examples that we set. The examples that your wife and you are setting for your children in the space that they're operating in shows collaboration. Here we are fostering unity within our global family, but where does it start? It starts at home. It starts at home. So the talents that your children have combined, these children and we as well have multiple giftings. And when you allow your child to show you who they are, when you give them the space to operate at their highest potential, and when you do not dictate the narrative of who they are to become, but you give them an opportunity to explore in a safe, nurturing, and me as a literacy founder, well-lit, nurtured environment for learning, you don't know what's going to come out of your child. There are seeds of gifts planted down in your children, but it is up to us to give them that environment that nurtures and fertilizes those gifts, and then look what is born out of it. Now, I will tell you, you're the second person to tell me that by your child's exposure to someone else's passion, it birthed something in that child. Dr. Otis Williams of the Temptations, he told his son, and I'm going to get back to your son and his discovering of this inside of him because of what your daughter is doing. But Dr. Otis Williams told me of the Temptations, told me that he had his son play football. His father is a professional football player, mother, you know, and everything. So his grandson, he told his grandson to come out on stage and take a bow with granddad, you know, come take a bow with Pawpaw. He said when that boy got out there on that stage and took a bow with Pawpaw, he said, I want to do what granddad doing. See?
Yep.
Granddad,
yeah.
I so you don't know what you don't know what that introduction and exposure does, but it's also what teachers refer to as when the light bulb goes on, when that light bulb comes on, rather. And so back to your son, the light bulb came on with video production and editing when he linked up with your daughter who's doing her thing.
Exactly. And in all honesty, if you want to look at what they've been exposed to, whether it be me running an entrepreneurship or me working for multiple companies or my wife working for a very well-known pharmacy with mail order capabilities. And my father was a professional basketball player, but had his own accounting firm after he blew out his knee. My grandparents, you know, were educators in the Ann Arbor School District in Michigan. They've been around people, and that's just on my side. That's not including my in-laws are both engineers, and so they've been around this idea of what you have to do to become successful and what type of careers to go into to become successful. I think what clicked for my son was us having the discussion about creating the LLC and why. And a lot of that had to do with taxable income. Like I said, I grew up my father might have played basketball, but he's also an accountant. And I knew that $7,500 is just about that tax. Okay. You get anything past that, you're gonna have the FDIC looking at you. Okay? And nobody wants that. So it, the second some of these contracts start coming in, and we know that he's going to exceed that level by quite a bit, he needs to be able to have taxable income. He needs to be able to have a business that doesn't allow, you know, the feds and you know, back taxes and everything else. It's either that or we go back to putting money in a mattress. And I would much rather him be able to make interest on his money and understand how the bank system works, understand how income works when you get paid, so you understand what it's like having to pay taxes. And then exposing my daughter to that is also part of that plan so that she can say, I know how to monetize. And these are, like I said, at very young ages. But their trajectory and knowing what they love to do and being able to choose a career and an educational path has to do with something that you mentioned. There's a difference between being a mentor and a teacher. The mentor walks with you.
Well,
the teacher tells you what to do.
Hold that thought, Steve, because when you start dropping these gems and, you know, diamonds and gems and nuggets, see, we're going to make sure that we get our full due about what you're talking about. So that's a segue in and of itself, mentoring and teaching. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come right back to Diversity University, Strategies to Foster Unity Within Our Global Family. I'm talking to Marcus Elliott, and he is dropping gems. Beverly Black, CEO of Tri-Family Channel and Gumbel for the Soul International Family Brand. And we'll be right back after this brief message.
Revive Funding Solutions is your one-stop shop for all of your funding needs. We provide capital for business, real estate, or personal situations. Our programs include term loans, lines of credit, hard money loans, private money loans, business loans, residential or commercial mortgages, refinancing, and more. Serving clients all over the U.S. and abroad for over 6 years. Reach out to us today to see how we can help you. Minimum funding from $30K plus. Send funding requests to bit.ly/funding link form or email finance@revive-movement.com. Call or give us a text at 410-575-4356 for details.
We're back live on Diversity University, strategies to foster unity within our global family. I'm Beverly Black. I'm the CEO of Tribe Family Channel, a Gumbo for the Soul International family brand, and you can reach us at gumbofortheSoulInternational.com. Our guest today is Mr. Marcus Elliott. And getting back to you, Mr. Elliott, before you get into mentoring and teaching, let's pin that and go back a few spaces to all of the exposure that you just expounded on in terms of if I wanted to know what your children were exposed to. And I want our audience and our listeners to even go back and listen to the archives and hear Mr. Elliott clearly when he expounded upon what his children were exposed to. That link is blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. When you talk about the fertile soil in your family's legacy that your children came from with education, entrepreneurship, accounting, management, being responsible tax-wise, money-wise, these are the elements that are going to ensure that you are able to run and sustain a business. And the last thing that the African-American community has ever been exposed to in education is finance. And so I hope you heard the commercial about Revive Funding. That's another partner of Gumbo for the Soul and Tribe Family Channel. And listen to Mr. Elliott's words here, because these are the elements to ensure that your own children can do like his 10 and 12-year-old are doing. And they are doing it because the route to what is inside of them and their potential has been shortened exponentially when it comes to the route that his wife, Mrs. Elliott, and Mr. Elliott himself has taken. And that's just by sure of the vicissitudes of life, because our paths are not the same. But what we can do is, by someone else's experience and example, we can learn lessons from their own experiences. We can be taught. They can be a teacher. We can have a mentor. We can become a mentor. Someone's doing what we want to do. We can approach that person. We can ask for some direction. We can start talking about mentoring and teaching, because I'm giving the microphone back to you, Mr. Elliott.
Yes, and actually I'm going to segue with that. Mentoring and teaching are different. So is dictating and giving direction are different, because there's – when it comes to mentoring, like I said, you walk with that person. You show them the ropes. You allow them to fail, but you have to be there with the person to pick them up and show them how to do it. You may have to say it multiple times, but you want to make sure that they are a success. Whereas when you're teaching, you may let people fail because you're giving them the information, and if they don't learn it, then it's on them. And as a community, we have to start doing more mentorship. You need to mentor your own children. You need to bring your children around different professions. This goes all the way back to, your Black Wall Street. And before segregation, you had Black communities all across this nation where you might have had a household that was running numbers over here, but there was a black doctor that lived across the street from you too. And there was a black lawyer, and there was somebody that owned a grocery store. You had black dentists, and it was all in the same neighborhood, and we were all able to see that. And that's why the growth and development at one point in time in our history was so much more vast rather than now, because what are we bringing our children around? What are we allowing our children to see? And if what the only thing that we're allowing them to see in success that has to do with black men is sports, and that's coming from me, whose father did play professional sports. But if that's the only thing you see, then that might be the only thing you aspire to. If the only thing you see is rappers and singers and actors, that's the only thing you aspire to. But there is a world of professions out there that honestly probably will over time make you more money than any of those things. You know, well, there's plenty of education out there. So when it comes to like my children, it's about seeing what they're passionate about. And let's look at that from an educational standpoint. For example, my son, I mentioned, does the video editing, has his own LLC at 12 years old. He's looking at engineering. He wants to go into engineering as a profession, as his backup. Now, whether or not he keeps his LLC for 30, 40 years and ends up being something huge because he's passionate about it, or he graduates and gets an additional degree and go and works for corporate America or a startup company as a coder or works in any kind. There's, you know, aeronautical engineering. There's tons of different engineering degrees you can get. Then he'll probably go a route that he knows he's great at math, he's great at science, he's great at these STEM programs, great. Now, my daughter has the gift of gab, and she's a performer.
Well, wait a minute before you move on, because this mm-hmm. is just fascinating in and of itself. And we're going to take a quick commercial break right after this brief message. We're going to take a brief commercial break and come back right after this brief message.
African-American writer, artist, and storyteller Nikki T. Anthony will be debuting her young adult fiction novel, The Price We Pay, in fall of 2023. Anthony pulls from her own personal experiences and challenges with racism. The granddaughter of a white grandmother, she experienced plenty of both while growing up. Dubbed the To Kill a Mockingbird of the 21st Century, as told from a black perspective, the novel centers on the experiences of 15-year-old Zanetta Henchman as she navigates the treacherous waters of a racially divided small southern town, where she quickly discovers that there's a price to pay for her choices. Anthony hopes her novel will open people's eyes to the damage caused by racism and the consequences of our choices in how we handle them. The Price We Pay is now available for pre-order at www.iamnickytanthony.com.
Welcome back live to Diversity University, Strategies to Foster Unity Within Our Global Family. I am Beverly Bless, the CEO of Tribe Family Channel, and you can reach us at tribefamilychannel@gmail.com if you'd like to be a guest on our show. We're also on facebook.com/tribefamilychannel. Now, Mr. Elliott, you went through a plethora of options that your son has. Let's go back again to what the exposure has been. Your wife and you creating an environment that enriches your children's learning. Your background, and you spoke of your father being a professional basketball player. He's making money, but guess what? He had a backup plan that was actually another source of income, not because of anything in particular, like he may blow out his knee, but the accident did happen, and your father showed a level of responsibility in making sure that he wasn't solely dependent upon basketball. And this is what we have to make sure that we
understand our children need to see options. We need to give them an environment that allows them to exercise these options. And so with your son looking at different angles, having the comfort and ability of knowing that with his education, STEM, loves math, you know, accomplishing great grades and really matriculating, you know, his craft at such a early age, his options are broadened exponentially just by the fact that he is exposed to such a wide array in what? Professional, tech, entrepreneurship, and these are of his own interest. Okay, no one's saying, well, no, you got to be like granddad. You know, he played basketball, and we need you to, you know, take the baton. It's none of that.
Exactly.
You got to be in your father's footsteps. You don't you want to be a pharmacist like mom? It is allowing him to be the young Mr. Elliott that he is. Now, segue to your daughter. She likes to what? Keep it popping? Is that what you're saying?
She's a performer.
Okay.
But she,
she
and
likes
she's great at STEM. She's a straight A student, but she's very outgoing. And she's recently gotten into doing performances at school. She's done a couple plays, sang in front of her school multiple times. And she said, you know, she has her YouTube page, Adventures with M's. And her reaction to education was, I want to be in the music industry. And I said, okay. She said, do I need a degree for that? I said, no, you don't. She said, so what do I do when I go to college? I said, well, what do you want to do in the music industry besides be a performer? And she said, well, Dad, you were a writer in the industry for, you know, 15 years. I said, yes, I was, but that was a supplemental income. So you have a conversation about that. But what she got to was, how about I go into law and be an entertainment lawyer so I can look at contracting for artists? And I said, perfect, because I wish I had an entertainment lawyer when I was in the music industry. And that was her response as a backup plan. And that'll just let you know that, like I said, I have a lot of friends that are attorneys. You got Benjamin Taylor, who's one of the best civil rights attorneys out of Phoenix, Arizona. I grew up with him in Tucson, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a great influence on her. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of black attorneys. That Shane Scott, a cousin of mine, she's a black attorney in D.C., was mm-hmm. able to work with multiple female black attorneys, just in different human, you know, resource departments that were part of different organizations. So her being able to say, I've been shown and I've been around enough people to know that there is an occupation for me within an industry I want to be in, let me mm-hmm. know that she's being exposed to the right thing at 10 years old. And like I said, these things may change. But at that point, it's about mentoring, and mentoring and directing, not dictating and teaching.
And I want to just commend you and Mrs. Elliott, because this is a fine, fine example of fostering unity within our global family, because mm-hmm. when you prepare your child at home for the world, you're not sending a thug and a hoodlum and a stripper and a, yes, this is Tribe Family Channel. We're going to keep it real right here. I'm Beverly Black, and I said it. I can do that. We are preparing children to go out in the world and be professional and to present themselves as principled, educated people that have honed in on their craft and have direction and vision for what they want to do. And if that vision changes, they also have the ability to make these decisions, not based on emotions, not based on trends that are happening on TikTok or any other social media, but this is by way of having a foundation that makes sound decisions in life that is preparing their children to become sustaining adults in this world and not a slave to the world, but someone that is involved in the shaping of their own destiny and walking in their purpose. And this is what that is about. So we're going to take a quick commercial break because I'm fired up. I can talk to you, and we may have to get Mrs. Elliott on here. But before we get off of here, I've got to find your daughter's YouTube channel. You can text it to me or you can email it to me. And then before I lose my thought, before we go to commercial break, a good friend of mine is responsible for the Isley Brothers' great hits like Who's That Lady or you know the Isley Brothers. I don't have to go into that. But Chris Jasper of Jasper Isley Jasper wrote all of those amazing hits. He is a good friend, and his son is an entertainment attorney, as is his wife. So I may have to pull a few strings and let you all, you know, just have a conversation mano-a-mano if, you know, there were any questions that you may want to ask of them that would pertain to having sustained in the business for so long. And we're going to come right back after this brief commercial break. Again, we are on Diversity University, strategies to foster unity within our global family.
Are you thinking about writing and or publishing a book but need help navigating the process? Path to Publishing is here to chauffeur you along your book writing and publishing journey. Visit us at www.pathtopublishing.com. That's two, T-O, the word, not two, the numeral. www.pathtopublishing.com.
Gumbo for the Soul Publications is partnered with Path to Publishing. So if you want to get your story out, because everybody has a story to tell, who will you trust to tell yours is the question. Visit Gumbo for the Soul International at www.gumbofortheSoulInternational.com. And as far as Adventures with M's, go to youtube.com/AdventuresWithEMS. M's. And I am so glad to be able to share and find Adventures with M's on YouTube, and I would ask our listeners if you would please do the same and follow this young lady, because guess what? We know that subscribers and followers makes a difference on YouTube, and it says to train up a child, okay? So if you want to help train up a child, you will go to Adventures with M's. I am subscribed. I am now subscriber number 622. There are 107 amazing videos, and we see the brother and sister team. This is really what family is about, diversifying our, not just our families in terms of who we're around in our lives, but being an example when we go out there in the world. And this is why I am so glad that I had this opportunity to talk to you. Marcus Elliott, I was coming back to my office after a task that I ran, an errand that I ran earlier. And I said, you know what, I want to talk to him. He mentioned his wife, and I want to talk to him about the family dynamics. I didn't know that you were going to drop all these gems on me like this. But I'm glad that I listened to that intuition. And when you brought up family, that we stayed right here in this vein, because this is definitely a real, real good way to close out Diversity University this month, and really show a proven example of why it all starts at home. This reiterates the point right here. It really starts at home, and then we can branch out into the corporate world. So that's just what we're going to do at this particular time. But I am so thankful that we had the opportunity to discuss the foundation mm-hmm. of where you and your wife first really began in your purpose and path through education, and then how you're bringing up your children and they have this environment that enriches who they are and they're able to thrive. We want our children to thrive. Now, we are in a world where our children are very concerned about their lives. So imagine the stressfulness of being in a neighborhood or a family dynamic where they can't think, they can't focus, they cannot thrive. The world and everything about this world has its struggles and its adversaries, the beyond the normal, the vicissitudes of life that we dealt with growing up. But let's talk about some of the things that you deal with, not only perhaps growing up as a young black man, but being a full grown-ass man today, okay?
Right.
And okay. I hope nobody's offended, but the affirmation here is that as a black man, you are a man. And we know that the vernacular, I'm a grown-ass man, or let me just rephrase that. When a brother says, dog, I'm a grown-ass man, he is telling you something,
indeed.
And you should pay attention to that. And I can't even imagine, and I love my brothers all over this planet, but being a black man on this planet has so many different struggles. And being diverse in your thinking has to come first. It has to precede your actions, because that is the difference between the hairline of life and death. So what would you like to tell our audience based on that?
So there's a few things. And like I said, I've been blessed to have some great mentors. And, you know, when I look at how I grew up, I do feel like it was more dictating and teaching rather than directing and mentoring. And so when I was able to find mentors that really allowed me to catch ground, a lot of little gems were thrown about, you know, being a black man, a professional black man, being a black father, right? And took me in different directions away from things that I had learned, and I had to relearn things. Which is in itself, what I will say is that, you know, there's no growth in a comfort zone, and there's no comfort in a growth zone. So be ready to learn about yourself in the process. Do not, shy away from, being able to swallow the jagged little pill, and it may hurt going down, but you'll be stronger after that. When it comes to, you know, working harder than anyone or having to deal with, you know, microaggressions at work, we all go through that, and that's not to diminish it by any strong suit to say, hey, we all go through it, so it's not a big deal. It is a big deal, and it can be taxing, and it can really impact you emotionally, physically. It can make your your work life balance different. It can make your professional experience different. All different things there that we all have to look at being Black and in America. And as a man, you know, there's always the, like you said, I'm a grown ass man, right? And at some point, if I use that vernacular, then I'm threatening to people at work, right? Because everybody, regardless of what people say, everyone judges based off of stereotypes. There's not one person in this world that doesn't do it. Everyone. And the uncomfortable thing about that is being able to say it is the first step to accepting exactly how you look at yourself and how you look at other people.
Come on now, it's the first step to correcting it. Sorry to cut you off, but if you admit it, you'll never correct it. Go ahead.
Correct it, and that's right. And in addition to that, like one of the things that was said, and one of the things I grew up thinking all the time was that, you know, and you hear this everywhere, actions speak louder than words. And I actually posted this on my LinkedIn not too long ago, that one of my mentors corrected me when saying that. And he said, look, I need you to think about that phrase differently. And I said, why is that? And he said, because as a Black man, your actions speak louder than your words if you say that. Are you a good communicator if you say that? And I said, I don't know. He said, probably not. Because you're relying on your actions to be louder than your words. He said, you're expecting your actions to be stronger than what you can say. His challenge to me was, let your actions and your words carry the same strength, because then you're doing what you're saying and you're saying what you're doing. Otherwise, you're favoring one over the other. And that doesn't create an environment as a Black man in any profession or even personally, right, that is trustworthy. You can't create a foundation off of actions speak louder than words. You can't create it. It's impossible. You have to be able to communicate what you're doing, why you're doing it, how you're doing it, so that you pass that knowledge on to the next generation. If I show up to you with a skyscraper and I say actions speak louder than words, then I'm not telling you I had to dig down 15 stories to build it up, 35. So there's a lot of gems, just like I said, as being a Black man. This should be for anybody of any minority onset across the world. Make sure that what you say and what you do actually matches up. It creates consistency, and that's always a lot for people that aren't consistent. You will find out that a lot of the people, whether in your corner professionally, personally, family, anything, they will find themselves on the outskirts if you're the most consistent person. If what you say and what you do and you say what you mean, because they're either going to tell you that you need to be humble, or you need to, you need to create more humility for yourself, or, you know, you're not seeing the big picture. They'll try everything to knock you off your game.
Yeah.
And as long as you remain teachable and willing to listen, is humility in itself. So say what you're going to do, do what you're going to say, remain teachable at all costs. That's what's been passed down to me from my mentors. And since I've had these mentors, I have absolutely no complaints in my life. My life has been running so much better, personally, professionally, it's just been, it's been a blessing. And I'm glad I'm able to look at my son and my daughter and give them the same knowledge at that age rather than getting it well within your 40s. I want them to get it at 10 and 12. Do what you say and say what you're going to do. Be consistent.
And
that
with
deals
that,
with focus,
ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And you are absolutely right. You're absolutely right. The one thing that I completely embedded down in my spirit when my then husband and I were raising the children is exactly what you said. Be consistent. It's confusing, and I'll tell you something, that this is not being holy or anything like that, but Pastor T.D. Jakes, he says the reason why your children, you know, they look at you in church like they don't know you is because they don't know your church side. See, if you, especially if you're at home cussing them out, and then you're at church and they see this and they see that and how you behave and how you act, you see. So it's your actions, but be consistent. Say what you mean. Back up your actions with words. Like the gentleman told you, you're dependent on your actions to really convey the entire message. You put in a lot of faith in someone else's perception and understanding of what your actions really mean. And so you have to back up your actions by what? Walking your talk. That's where walking your talk comes from. You actually have to talk about that walk, and they also have to line up and match each other. So that's where we're going to end on this note. And as Mr. Marcus Elliott conveyed, as far as being a black man and having these different encounters, we want to just really salute all of you that are able to think before you act, and these microaggressions, no, not to minimize them. Black women get them too. I had a brother tell me in the bank. I had a brother tell me in the bank, that's what's wrong with y'all. I'm in Las Vegas. He's trying to draw the $1,000 that ain't being drawn out. But that's what's wrong with y'all. But I didn't lace them up one side and down the other like I could have. But let's be careful with our words, because you don't know who you're talking to in life. And so you really have to think and watch a person's, not only their actions, but their words. Be a little kinder in this world with each other. Like you were saying, Elliot, in terms of mentoring and showing someone how to do what needs to be done without, you know, dictating, it's a difference. And it's like when you're teaching someone how to ride a bike, they're going to fall. You have to accept that, but be there to pick them up, help them with that scraped knee and that scraped elbow, adjust that helmet, and send them right back on that same road that they fell on, because that's the only way they're going to learn to master their path. I'm Beverly Black. That's it for Diversity University, Strategies for Fostering Unity Within Our Global Family, right here live on Tribe Family Channel. And we want to say rest in peace to the late, great activist Harry, the late, great activist Harry Belafonte. I pause because there's prompting in my ear to end the show. Automatically, it's a recording. So thank you so much for being here. And before we actually close out, please tell our listeners how they can connect with you and benefit from the work that you're doing. Give a shout out to what you want them to know about you and how they can reach you.
Sure. I'm best reached on on LinkedIn. Feel free to save me, /ELLIOTTMBA. And I filter everything through there. So, like I said, Marcus Elliott, you can look me up on Google as well. It's Marcus, MARQUES, Elliott. I look forward to meeting and connecting with some of y'all. Ms. Black, I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.
It's my absolute honor. Thank you so much. And again, we salute your work, you and your wife, and the upbringing and the training up that you're doing with your children. The deeds and the actions speak volumes. And, you know, we give thanks and praise to God, even though training up a child doesn't mean marching them down to the front row of the church, sang, baby, this and that. It's great to refer to training up a child in biblical terms, but let's not get the message twisted. Please do not get the message twisted, and please understand what Marcus Elliott had to say when it comes to what's been handed down through his family on both sides with he and his wife, and why his children are turning out to be so magnificent in the roles that they play. And they can change horses in the middle of the stream all they want to, and their parents are right there to support their decision-making. Y'all be blessed and be a blessing. Thank you, Marcus. It was a truly, truly exciting show, and you dropped gems, brother. So keep doing what you're doing. I'm Beverly Black again, Gumbo for the Soul International, Tribe Family Channel. And have an amazing rest of your week. We'll talk soon. God bless and good night.
Ever wanted to get away from it all? Maybe an inexpensive honeymoon, or even a second honeymoon, or just a mini vacation for the two of you? Now you can. You can go to the Shalites home, away from home, when they're not on tour. It's called the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. The Shalites Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Shalites, at the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.
Tribe Family Channel.